You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We are on our second week of our series, Colors of Christmas, and today we'll talk about the meaning of the color red. Kaya marami po naka-red. Ngayon, ano? Pakataas nga yung mga kamay, mga naka-red, mga namumula. Ayan. Sino yung katabi nyo? Merong red, rosy cheeks. Meron ba? Ha? Rosy cheeks, meron? Naka-blush? Naka... Ha? Next week, ang pag-uusapan natin, Pastor Dan, ay gold, no? Kaya marami siguro mag-gold next week. Mga alahas, mga kwintas, maglalabasan, ano? Gold. Ingat lang paglabas, ano? Sa jeep. Okay. Mukhang maraming naka-Batman ngayon dito. Masaksi ni Batman? Hindi. Yung paborito ko rin yung karakter yan, si Batman. Oh. Anyway, let's all stand as we read our Bible text this afternoon. Matthew 1:21, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. And the angel said, "Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." And then verse 21, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We ask for your Holy Spirit to open our hearts and minds. Help us to understand why you came here on earth, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your great love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may take your seats. In this series, Colors of Christmas, we are studying the reason why Jesus came here on earth. And it's important for us to realize that Jesus came, he came in the form of a human being. He was born through a virgin birth. He came as a baby, but he did not remain as a baby. Okay? Hindi po nanatiling sanggol si Jesus. And that's why here in our series, we're talking about the reason or the purpose of the coming of Christ. And it goes beyond his birth. Today, as we talk about the meaning of the color red, normally, yung red na color, may iba-iba pong meaning. May iba-ibang kahulugan sa iba-ibang tao, iba-ibang lugar. Red is a hot and warm color that can bring up seemingly conflicting emotions, iba-ibang emotion, from passionate love to anger or to warfare, to violence. Iba-iba pong meaning niya, no? In fact, the symbol of Valentine's, si Cupid, di ba? Si Cupid, it's a color red, usually color red, no? Pag Valentine's Day, marami niya sa mga cards. Also, the red is also the color of the devil, di ba? Dahil mainit sa impyerno. Yan ang karaniwang concept ng tao. Red. Stimulant, the color red is the hottest of all the warm colors. And studies show that red can have a physical effect, no, on people. It can increase the rate of respiration and increase blood pressure. Kaya nga sa sports, sa basketball, karamihan ng uniform red. Okay, para mapagpawisan. No? Red connotes power. Kaya yung red power tie, you know, mga politiko, isusulot sila ng red tie because it signifies power. Even the red carpet, okay, for VIPs, nilalatag yung red carpet para sa mga importanteng tao, mga celebrities. Red is also the color of happiness and prosperity in China. No? Kaya pag Pasko, o kaya New Year, o pag kasal, di ba, may pakimkim, may sobre, pula. Ayan, because it's a symbol of prosperity and happiness. Red is also the color of the national flags of communist countries, because when the Russians overthrew the Tsar in Russia, they used the color red. When the Bolsheviks used a red flag in Russia to overthrow the king. So flashing red lights also mean that there's an emergency. Okay? O kaya pag traffic lights, di ba? Pag red, it means stop. Okay? Pag green, go. Yellow, begin to slow down. No? Pero dito po sa Pilipinas, sometimes a few drivers interpret it differently. Right? Green is always go. Yellow means go faster. And then red, it means go anyway, especially if there's no policeman. No? And meron akong, in line with that, meron akong nabasang kwento na isang taxi driver, no, si Mang Delphine. At may pasahero siya. No? At siya ay nagda-drive. Sabi niya sa pasahero niya, Jun, alam mo, kami magkakapatid, 12 kami magkakapatid. Lahat kami, taxi driver. No? At tinuruan kami ng tatay namin na mabilis magmaneho. Kaya hataw kami lahat magmaneho. At nakita nga ni Jun, no? Pag yellow na, lalo pang binilisan. Yung sa intersection. At nung pag sa next intersection, pula na, lalo pang hinataw. Oh, nag-cross, red light na. Tuloy-tuloy pa rin. Oh, mama, Mang Delvin, huwag kang maghuminto ka naman. Baka mahuli ka na. Huwag kang mag-alala. Ganito talaga kami magmaneho, hataw. Kahit pula na, baliwala sa amin yan. No? Kaya marami kami nga napupuntahan. Pero ito, pagdating nila sa kanto, sa intersection ng Buendia, saka EDSA, no? Nakita ni Mang Delphine, green, berde na. At nakita rin ni Jun, green na. Pero nagtaka siya, bakit nag-minor? Nagbamagal. Eh, si Mang Delphine nag-slow down. As intersection, tumigil. Oh, bakit ka nag-stop? Eh, green na. Green na yung light. Huwag ka mag-alala, Jun. Kasi, ingat tayo. Baka dumadaan din dito yung mga ibang kapatid ko. Ayan, ingat tayo. Ayan, ano? Oo. Baka makamangganin na. Ayan. Nakuhan nyo, ano? Diba, mamaya pa siguro. Padating pa lang iba. Oo. So, colors. It affects our moods. Diba? Yung mga feelings. Kaya nga may iba, pag natutukso, nagbablush. O kaya pag nagagalit. Diba? Namumula. Diba? Hawakan mga hintenga. O nga ba? Namumula. O kaya, lalo na ngayong Christmas, maraming nakapula. Nakasuot ng pula. At makikita natin sa mga malls, mga picture symbols, si Santa Claus, saka yung reindeer niya, si Rudolph. Meron na ba nakakita ng Rudolph? Wala pa? Okay. At mga pagkaing mapula. Ano ba? Red crab. Ano pa? Red lechon. Alimango. Kaya nga yung lolo. Yung lolo ko sa father side ko ay bata pa. Ay nakinuha na ni Lord kasi nga naimbita sa isang party ng alimango, alimasag, lechon. Mga pagkain pampabata. Kaya nabangungot, no? Kaya my father was orphaned as at a young age. So red is a color of Christmas. But here, what is, in our series, what is really the meaning of Christmas? Yung binasa natin kanina, Matthew 1:21, Jesus said, the word of God says that Jesus will come, he has come here because he will save his people from their sins. Everybody say, save. How are we saved from our sins? What did Jesus do? Anong ginawa niya? When he came here on earth, he died on the cross. We all know that. He shed his blood. And that's why the blood of Jesus, ang dugo ni Kristo, the blood of Jesus, which is pure and holy, without stain, walang bahid ng kasalanan, he did not commit any sin, that holy blood is able to save us from our sins. Alright. Sino sa inyo nga marunong lumangoy? You know how to swim. Right? Sino sa inyo nakapagligtas na ng isang nalulunod, you're able to rescue. Alright? So, pag ikaw ay nakaligtas ng isang nalulunod, it means that you're able, you're in a capacity to save that person who is drowning. Ikaw ay may abilidad, may kakayahan na magligtas. Ganun rin, si Jesus, dahil siya ay may banal na buhay, he lived a holy, perfectly sinless life, he is able to save us from our sins. Titingnan natin, what did the blood of Jesus, anong nagawa? Anong epekto? You know, the blood of Jesus is efficacious or is powerful. It is powerful. It has an effective means to save us, to cleanse us from all of our sins. At dahil dito, may iba-iba pong idea ang mga tao how they can have forgiveness of sins. Kaya nga maraming iba-ibang religion sa mundo. According to David Barrett, editor of World Christian Encyclopedia, there are 19 major or branch or groups of religions subdivided in 270 groups at nagsangasanga pa. Iba-iba ng relihiyon sa mundo. And all of these people, they are trying to reach God. Pinipilit nilang abutin ng Diyos. They are trying to get their way to heaven. Pinipilit nilang abutin ang Diyos o magkaroon ng kaligtasan by their own rituals, iba-iba ng rituals, iba-iba ng paniniwala, iba-iba nilang ginagawa, iba-ibang seremonyas. Are those the ways? Yung ba yung paraan para tayo maligtas, para tayo malinis sa kasalanan? Religion is just man's attempt to reach heaven, reach God in heaven. But Jesus came down, God the Father sent His Son to go down here on earth to reach down to us, sinful man. That's the difference. Religion is man's attempt to reach God. Jesus came here to reach down to us. And so what was the outlook? Ano pong iniisip ni Jesus? What is the decision of Christ? Sinabi ni Jesus nung siya'y pumarito sa lupa? In Hebrews 10, 5-7, it says, "Therefore, when Christ came into the world, He said, 'Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. But and then I said, Here I am, it is written about me in the scroll, I have come to do your will, O God.'" So buo na pong desisyon, buo na ang loob ni Jesus nung siya ay pumunta dito sa lupa. It was not a last minute decision. Hindi to biglaan o biglang decision lang. It was a commitment. Si Jesus po ay buo ang loob to do the will of God, to offer His body as a sacrifice for our sins. And that's why here in Hebrews 2 verse 9, it says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because He suffered death, so that by the grace of God, He might taste death for everyone." How can God be made a little lower than angels? Paano ba? Posible ba yun na ang Diyos ay inilikha na mas mababa ng konti sa anghel? Why is that? No, because angels are eternal spirit beings. Ang mga anghel po ay mga nilalang na spirito at sila ay mabubuhay na pang magpakailanman. Eternal spirit beings. And they cannot die. Whereas, when Jesus came here as in a form of a man, he is able to die as a man and taste death for everyone. Yun po ang kaibahan nun. That's why Jesus came here as a form in the form of a man to die and shed His blood. You know, Christ could have died in other ways. Posible sana siyang mamatay ng ibang paraan. But He chose to shed His blood on the cross. But Jesus did not die in internal bleeding or aneurysm, pumutok ang ugat, or hemorrhage, or bangungot. Hindi siya binangungot. But Jesus shed His blood. He did not spill His blood as if it's an accidentally shed or a tragedy, but He shed His blood voluntarily, willingly for each one of us. Binigay po niya ang kanyang katawan at ang kanyang dugo ay dumanak para sa ating kapatawaran ng kasalanan. Now, ano po ang ginagawa, ano ang mga tao para mapatawad ng kanilang kasalanan? What do people do to receive forgiveness of their sins? How do people deal with their sins? Paano ba sila, ano ba ang tingin nila sa kasalanan nila? First of all, they must realize that it is sin. No? Kailangan ma-recognize muna nila malaman nila, ma-admit nila na ang ginagawa nila ay kasalanan. Kasi nga, yung ibang tao, kasalanan ang ginagawa na, hindi pa nila alam na kasalanan na pala yun. Di ba? Kaya nga sila nakaka-offend, nakakasakit ng ibang tao. With their lying, their cheating, their trespassing. Diba? Yung nagte-trespass, yung inaangkin yung hindi sa kanila. O kaya nangongopya o nanguha ng pera ng iba. O nanloloko, nangsiswindle. Alright? Pinapangakuan ka, hindi naman tinutupad. But they don't realize that. Sabi nga ng isang missionary, si John Lake, a missionary to Africa, men tell us in these days that sin is what you think it is. Well, it is not. Sin is what God thinks it is. You may think according to your own conscience or your own opinion, but God thinks according to His. So, ang kasalanan po, sin is defined according to what the Word of God says. According to, if we break the commandments, kung tayo nilalabag natin ang kautusan, ang batas ng Diyos, yun po ang kasalanan. And that's why many people think that sin could be forgiven easily, no, through their religion, through rituals, through confession, confession booth. Napansin nyo ba dito sa Victory, wala tayong confession booth dito? Yung pinto na yon, confession booth ba yan? Fire exit? Hindi. Ano yan? Stock room yan. Makukulong dyan. Yan. Confession booth ba yan? Exit? Hindi. Papunta yan sa sinihan. Lalo kang magkakasala niyan. Ano? Wala tayong confession booth. Why? Because we believe Jesus is our great high priest. You can go directly to God. How many of you believe that? You can go directly to Jesus when He died on the cross. The temple, the curtain, the veil in the temple was torn open. And now we can go. We can have access to God. Wala tayong confession booth. Wala rin penance, no? May nakita na ba kayo na nakaluhod dyan mula first floor sa escalator? Nakaluhod siya, lumuluhod siya pataas hanggang dito. Patawarin mo po ako, diba? Lumuluhod siya hanggang dito, diba? Wala tayong nakikitang ganun, diba? Wala tayong for sale na rosary or mga ano pang epektos dyan. Wala, no? Wala, you know? Because we can go to God directly. Because we believe it's only the blood of Jesus that can save us. And so what does the Bible say? How can we receive forgiveness of sins? No, kaya dahil po sa kasalanan, kaya marami pong problema dito sa mundo. No? And so here's what the Bible says in Hebrews 9:22. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. Everybody say, cleansed with blood. Mapalinis ng dugo, no? Lahat ang mapalinis. And without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. Everybody say, forgiveness. Ayan. So, it was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary, but as only a copy of the true one, He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did He enter heaven to offer Himself again and again, the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But now, He has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of Himself. So, unahin natin, verse 22. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. Walang dugo na dumanak, walang kapatawaran ng kasalanan. Why is that? Because Leviticus 17:11 says, in the Old Testament, the life of a creature is in the blood. Everybody say, the life is in the blood. The life is in the blood. Diba? Kaya, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. Diba? Pag ang isang tao ay dinala sa hospital, emergency room, o operating room, the doctors make sure that there's enough supply of blood. Diba? Kapag may nasugatan, nabaril, o sa sundalo, may gyera, diba? Napapanood nyo, yung pag nasugatan o natamaan, tinatalian agad ng tela o panyo para hindi maubos yung dugo. The life of a human being is in the blood. And it is the blood in Hebrews 9 that the covenant in the Old Testament was ratified. Doon na seal, doon na naging effective yung covenant, yung kasunduan natin sa Diyos. And that's why without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. The blood is what makes atonement. Atonement means the sacrifice that will take away the wrath or judgment of God. Ang sakripisyo na nagpapawi ng galit at ng parusa ng Diyos. That's atonement. And then Hebrews 9, if you go back there, you know, Hebrews 9 says that there's sacrificial Old Testament, there's a sacrificial system in the Old Testament about wherein they offered the blood of animals. Well, those animals the sacrifices there only achieve temporary cleansing. Temporary lang po ang paglinis nila noon because it's a symbol of the greater or ultimate sacrifice, who is Jesus Christ. And that's why here Jesus said here in Hebrews 9 that he entered heaven itself. Siya mismo ang pumasok sa presensya ng Diyos, and he offered his own blood, not the blood of animals, not the blood of bulls, goats, sheep, hindi dugo ng hayop, ng tupa, ng baka, ng kambing, but the blood of Jesus. And he offered his body, wherein kung sa Old Testament may priest at may animal sacrifice, now Jesus is both the high priest and he is also the sacrifice. And that's why his blood, which is holy, pure, sinless, without stain of sin, is the one, it's the superior sacrifice that gave us the ultimate forgiveness of sins once and for all. Kaya nga hindi na paulit-ulit hindi na kailangang iulit-ulitin pa ni Jesus, unlike in the Old Testament na paulit-ulit yung every year continuous yung pag-offer nila ng sacrifice. Now, imagine if Christ did not come, this place, Robinson's Methodist, you'll be full of animal sacrifices, no? On Sunday, lahat tayo magdadala ng animal sacrifice kung di dumating si Kristo. And this place will be smelly, diba? Mangangamoy, maraming magbabarbecue. At ikukumpara mo yung sacrifice ng iba. Makikita mo kung anong ginawa nila, no? Let's say, for example, I want 3 men. Come, can you please have on 3 men? Mar, okay, me, Miguel, and Rex, all right? Let's say these 3 men. Let's say these 3 men, no? If Jesus did not come, and these 3 men will offer their sacrifices during the week, no? Malalaman natin kung anong ginawa nila. Okay? Si Rex, yan. Unang-una si Rex, nakita natin, nagdala siya. 2 young pigeons, kalapate. Ibig sabihin, good boy. Si Rex this week, kasi kalapate. Ang in-offer niya. Ha? Kalapate lang, ano? Oo. And si Mar, nagdala siya ng, nag-offer siya ng sheep. Lupa. Ayan, no? May kasalanan siya. Ano kaya naging pagkukulang ni Mar sa asawa niya, sa anak niya? Ano, forgive me. Ano raw? Ayan. Pero si Miguel, ano nang ang dinala niya? Hindi lang pigeon, hindi lang tupa. Ang dinala niyang animal sacrifice, ito. Ayan! Elepante. Elepante ang dinala niya. Anong mong ibig sabihin nun? Anong gano'ng kalaking kasalanan niya? Ha? Ga-elepante ang laki. Oo. Oh. Malaki na yung dinala, mali pa yung sacrifice. Kasalanan din yun. Ang sacrifice ng tinatanggap ni Lord, yung either pigeons, diba? Sheep, bulls, goat, ma? Unclean, clean and perfect without blemish. Alright? Okay, thank you, gentlemen. So, that's why Jesus sacrificed, hindi na po paulit-ulit, no? Every year, because His blood is holy. It is sufficient. It is efficacious. It is powerful and effective. May efficacy, merong potency yung blood niya. Hebrews 2:17, it says here, for this reason, Jesus, or He had to be made like His brothers, like us, in every way, in order that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that He might make atonement for the sins of the people. What does atonement mean? Atonement is a theological term that means Jesus became the ransom sacrifice, the ransom price that covers all of our sins. Siya yung ang sakripisyo na naglinis, nagtago, nagpatawad ng ating mga kasalanan by sweeping it out, hindi lamang parang winalis, kundi by paying the exact equivalent amount. Yung, di ba, pag ransom, pag kinidnap, pag binayad yung ransom, mapapalaya o makukuha mo yung kinidnap. No? Ransom sacrifice, the atonement, the sacrifice that pays the full amount for the forgiveness of our sins. Yun po ang ibig sabihin nun, the atonement, so that we can be reconciled to God. Tayo na naka-offend, tayo na nagkasala laban sa Diyos, tayo po ay mare-reconcile, tayo makikipagbati o makapanumbalik ang ating relasyon sa Diyos. Yun po ang ibig sabihin ng atonement. No? To illustrate, no, have you heard about the news last October this year, October 2011, there's one Israeli soldier, Sergeant Gilad Shalit, who has been a prisoner held by the Hamas for 5 years, incommunicado, hindi makakontak. He was set free by the Palestinian group Hamas. In exchange, one Israeli soldier, swap of prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Palestinian prisoners. Just last October, 2011. And hundreds of Palestinians crossed Israelis' borders in opposite directions as 1,000 for one prisoner swap brought joy to families but did little to ease decades of conflict. Yan po, katumbas sa Israel. Isang sundalo nila, ang katumbas, 1,000 preso o bihag ng mga Palestinian na kaaway nila. So if one soldier is equivalent to 1,000 prisoners, no, what does the blood of Jesus equate to? Ano po ang katumbas ng dugo ni Kristo? What is the value of the blood of Jesus? The value of Jesus, of the blood of Jesus, is sufficient for the atonement of the sins of all people here in this world. Lahat po ng sangkatauhan, kayang bayaran at hugasan, patawarin ng lahat ng kasalanan. Every sin that you have committed or will commit in the future, Jesus' blood is sufficient to cleanse us from all of our sins. That's why the main point I want to leave with you today is this: the blood of Jesus or the death of Jesus is not a tragedy. It is a victory. The blood of Jesus secured our victory. Why? Because we are set free. We are forgiven. Our sins are canceled. Hindi lang sila tinago. Ito ay inalis, pinawi. It was removed. It was nullified. Just as if we have never sinned. Romans 5, 8 and 9 says that, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While were still sinners, habang tayong makasalanan, Christ died for us. But since we have now been justified by His blood, just as if we have never sinned, we have been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? The blood of Jesus purchased our victory. And that's why we can live a victorious Christian life. That's why if God has forgiven us, we can also forgive other people. And I hope this blood, the power of the blood will extend, will multiply, will go through us. Ito po ay, we will be able to share it to other people. It will not stay with us, but we will share the good news of God's salvation. Tayo po ay maging instrumento ng kapatawaran, ng pagmamahal ng Diyos, especially this Christmas. Maybe this Christmas you need to forgive someone, a relative, a person, maybe your parents. But remember this, the blood of Jesus is sufficient to cleanse you of your sins, and even the people who have sinned against you, God's love reaches out to them. And so today, let's share how we have been forgiven of our sins. Let's share it to other people. I-share po natin ang kaligtasan na naranasan natin mula sa pagmamahal ni Kristo sa ating buhay. Praise God. Let's pray and thank the Lord. And as the music group leads us also in a time of worship, let's remember, let's think about what Jesus has done for us. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, that you sent your Son here on earth so that we can be saved, we can be forgiven of our sins. Lord, marami po salamat, Panginoong Jesus, sa inyong pagmamahal sa aming buhay, na kami ay iyong nilinis, kami iyong pinatawad, at inalis ang lahat ng aming kasalanan sa pamamagitan ng iyong dugo. Lord God, you are worthy of our praise, you are worthy of our worship, you are the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the whole world. Let's worship God. Let's all stand and thank Jesus. Thank God for what He has done.